Welcome back to NSFW. The Balls Up podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts app. Click the link in the description below if you want to download it that way to listen to on the go. On this show, we each bring a news topic and then we have a would you rather that I have sourced from the YouTube comments on last week's episode. Sav Berry is kicking us off today with the first news story. It's very relevant. Go on, mate. You can start speaking now.
Well, as I'm sure you all know, XXXTentacion.
What? That's such a shit name.
Why?
It's an awful name for a rapper.
I don't know, mate.
XXXTentacion.
There's some pretty bad ones out there.
You've done it, you've got it.
That sounds like one of those names you'd put into like a Facebook. What would your rapper name be?
I don't think that's what it would give you.
XXX. What does it mean? Nobody in the world knows what XXXTentacion means.
Yeah. I don't.
We'll find out. We'll find
someone
out.
Someone in anyway, the comments, please let us know.
He's been killed. At 20 years old. Killed, dead, shot, robbed.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
The aspect of this that I want to talk about and touch on is it's not necessarily about the killing itself. It's more about what's happened on social media since, because Ooh. There's been like, there's been mixed sort of, people have been saying, well, the way he led his life, it was karma and all this stuff, which I don't necessarily agree with, but...
Don't laugh at Agui.
Jonathan Ross, Agui.
Agui. But to me, it was more just the fact that there was video circulating of him lifeless in his BMW i8, having just been shot.
What?
People literally just filming him. Nobody helping. It was just sort of, it was so weird to me that your first instinct, me as a human being, my first instinct in a scenario like that is the fella's just been shot. He's lying there lifeless. I should probably go and see whether, like, I don't know, maybe help revive. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
What the hell? People were filming the inside of the car.
Did you see the thing from the nurse?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So her as a paramedic, this nurse came out and sort of said, as a paramedic.
She was one of the ones that was there, I think.
I don't think she was there, but...
Not there, I mean at the hospital that he was taken to, I think.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know.
I might be wrong, but...
Possibly.
Sure.
But what she was basically saying was that in those moments, those few moments after being shot, are crucial. So if somebody would rather have picked up the phone and made a phone call to say this has happened rather than whipping out their camera, then the fella might still be alive. And I just feel like that's the society we're living in nowadays, where things like that, you're going to get more... You're thinking in your head, oh, TMZ, maybe I can get a quick bit of money out of this. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Rather than let me help a 20-year-old survive.
Have you ever been in that like scenario where something really bad has happened in front of you and you thought to yourself, this is either a bad situation, I'm going to have to save this person's life, or I'm going to have to... act in a way to change this scenario?
Aside from like watching like an argument or something kick off in a bar or a club when you know it's ridiculous and like calming the situation, I can't think of...
I've had a couple.
I had a few working on the stalls.
Yeah.
A few moments where things would get out of hand. You'd think, oh, this could go south pretty quick.
I've actually had a couple.
Yeah, go on.
I've had... when I was walking, I went down Brixton Tube Station at about 7:30 in the morning. It was quite early. And as I came down Brixton, you come down the escalator and it splits to two sides. Both of them go northbound. And there was a lady there and she was obviously like a little bit deranged. She was like a... She wasn't like a proper like crackhead. Like she was like a little bit... Do you know what I mean? She was obviously on something. She was a bit off on that. She probably homeless. She was a little bit crazy.
I love that was his most politically correct way of getting through that.
Yeah.
And he dropped about five terms he shouldn't have done.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. So I get down to the platform and I'm with my girlfriend and this woman just climbs onto the tracks. Like, I don't know whether to kill herself or whether she's just having, like, obviously not in a good place, not smart, not, like, in a thing. So you're in the situation then of, do you get down onto the tracks to pull a crazy person out of that situation and in doing so put yourself at risk, or do you just let them get hit by a train? Like, what do you do? So luckily, like, it wasn't just me there. There was another guy there. And as soon as she went 2 feet on there, like, we both, like, grabbed her. She was not a small woman either. She was large. She was like Sav Berry weight, I'd say. She was pretty chunky. And
Cheers.
And
Cheers for going for Sav.
Yeah, I went for Sav there, so done you a favour. but anyway, luckily we managed to like... Exactly, we did something just gone...
And yeah, I just blamed back on the platform. As the train was coming, it would have taken you out.
But yeah, managed to pull her back onto it. And I don't know whether she was like committing suicide, but then we had to stay and give a statement, all that kind of stuff, of whether this woman was trying to commit suicide and whether we'd saved her and stuff. That was a pretty bad one. And then obviously I've told you guys about my only dead body experience in Cuba. My only dead body experience. I don't know whether I should tell the story again. What did I tell that on Balls?
Live Lunch.
You've said it on Live Lunch. Yeah.
That's there for them to watch.
If you want to go and watch that story, go and check out Live Lunch.
I don't know when it was.
When like something like that happens, it isn't. Not everybody reacts in the same way
Like my girlfriend was like fight or flight.
Yeah, like my girlfriend like is a panicker in that situation. Would be like, I don't want to get involved. Whereas some people, not saying I'm like fuck it.
No, it's not. I don't think that comes down.
I think it's like one of those natural reactions.
Yeah, I think fight or how your mind reacts in those situations, that fight or flight thing they talk about, I don't think that actually has anything to do with, I think it's completely separate from how you are as a person with everything else. It doesn't matter if you're like a leader in your job at work or you do, you know, you're a big sportsman person or whatever. Those things don't actually come. I think fight or flight is just,
you have it or you don't.
It's a separate thing
in the moment.
You'll have some people which you'd never expect to be the person that would step in.
It's true.
Will step in like that. Yeah. And other people who you'd look to in that situation will be the same people.
So what would you do? Let's say you're walking up towards the IA. You've just seen, probably heard a gunshot or seen a gunshot. Do you immediately approach the car and give him resuscitation?
Well, I think even if the first thing I'm definitely not doing is pulling out my camera.
I completely agree.
Definitely not. That's just not something I would do.
One guy just I'd definitely one be pulling guy my phone his out post.
To make a phone call.
One guy checks his pulse.
Was it?
But that was after he's dead.
No, that's what the woman said in the post. Right. You can see it. So the videos is basically people are walking around the car. There's like two or three videos of different.
The windows open, the doors open.
The doors are open because it's the suicide doors.
Yeah.
So, but in the videos, there is one man who's got his wrist and is checking because that's where the first reports came that that
he'd been pronounced dead.
When it wasn't known that when they weren't given a name, they just said that the gentleman that was taken to, they said was taken with no pulse.
I think it is a bit of a crazy story, to be fair. When was the last rapper that was shot?
I mean, there's been a few, but less widely known rappers. I mean, XXXTentacion has been fairly big for a few years now. His main, there's a few conspiracy theories, or just theories or whatever, going around at the moment that people believe are linked to it. The first thing he ever came on the scene with was because on Drake's More Life project, it was More Life, wasn't it? Yeah. When he did, was it on KMT? Yeah, KMT, the tune he had with Giggs. People, as soon as he released it, thought that Drake had stolen his flow on his verse from XXX, who I believe was in jail at the time.
Yeah.
His
tune, Look At Me, had basically blown at that point and it was getting loads of views. It's now got like something like 75 million views. And that flow that he uses was synonymous with him. People recognise him as that. That's his flow. So Drake's gone on like his thing, More Life, that they just mentioned, and used that flow.
But that brought,
which sparked to like a little bit of like a you know, a backlash, as it were.
But that's where XXX got his first mainstream push, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say
mainstream.
So. Yeah, mainstream push. Yeah, 100%.
Because I've never heard of him. Like, I'm sure that. I'm hoping I'm not the only person in the world that hasn't been, heard of him. But
he's been a big part of the SoundCloud rapper scene. Like the likes of now, I don't know if you've seen people like 6ix9ine, anyone like that.
I'm not very into my rap, I have to admit.
That is rap now. That's what it's. There's a section of rap which has come from that.
Yeah, it's like Lil Pump.
Yeah, I know.
People like that.
People who basically made their first name on SoundCloud. He was one of them.
So what is the conspiracy theory? Drake's killed.
This is a theory that people are putting out at the moment. I don't believe this for a second, but just to give you their timeline of events of what they think happened, was supposedly that that was where their first interaction was, and then apparently at some point down the line, what's being said as the story is that Drake found out that. Drake found out XXX knew a secret about Drake, which it turns out we all know now is that Drake had a son.
Yeah.
Apparently, as the people online are saying, that Drake threatened to kill XXX if he released that information.
It's a bit risky, isn't it, for Drake? It's a bit small time for Drake.
XXX posted a thing on his Instagram story, which tagged Drake's account in it, saying... Now, I will say, I've seen this post. I didn't see it for myself when it was
the
posted.
The original post.
So all these things can be doctored. I don't know. I'm just reporting what we're seeing online. Saying that if XXX was to get killed, he's snitching, saying, right now, it's going to be Drake that's done it. Then after that, what's led people to believe it more so now is that, obviously, the Pusha T thing happened where it's believed it could have been XXX who gave Pusha T the information about Drake's son. Drake also released a track called I'm Upset, where one of the sets of bars in it says, SMS to XXX, the only time I shoot below the neck.
Oh, yeah.
And people believe this is where they get it. You can believe it as SMS to XXX, the only time I shoot below the neck, is Drake talking about something X-rated.
Yeah.
A text X-rated and of shooting below the neck. Obviously, you know what he's talking about there.
Yeah.
But people believe SMS meant send my shooters, is what they're saying, supposedly is what it meant.
That's so thin, man. Yeah, like, that's exactly. So thin.
But then the other thing that then came out about it was this theory about who the killer might have been was... What's the kid's name? Soldier Kid?
Is he the boys kid. In the car that posed?
Yeah.
So even Chloe showed me that. Is my girlfriend, by the way. She showed me that. It was like a photo on Instagram of them with a red mask or something. Apparently the killers had red masks.
The killer had a red mask. The police report says the killer had a red mask. And were wearing red jumpers or something.
Yeah.
That photo has a red mask on the front seat of their thing.
Black hoodies it is.
Black hoodies.
Yeah.
But there's other bits that lead to that, which is that literally probably an hour before the shooting or something like that, one of those two guys posted on their Instagram story of a food. They were eating food in a car with it tagged as the location, which was 5 minutes from the location where the shooting took place. And in the background of the shot, you can see a pistol.
Yeah. Not just that, but the item that he was robbed for was his grills.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he was robbed first, wasn't he?
And then I do believe that were they not wearing the grills or they had it in the shop or something like that?
On the video that Soldier Kid, if that's I might be getting his name,
I think
wrong,
it is Soldier
put
Kid.
Out afterwards saying he wasn't the person that did it, he's wearing a set of grills and but again, everyone goes, oh, that's it's like
so thin,
this is, it's so yeah, it's very yeah. thin.
It's
very,
so
but
thin.
It's the online world. People like to jump to, and I don't know what's funny, it makes more people like a story that has drama around it.
Yeah,
and the more you can add to, the more layers you can give to this stuff on Twitter and things
it's
like that.
It's all
people
so
like doing.
Fantastical, though.
It
because
is.
Because like even there's now conspiracy theories coming out saying that he's faked his death, and that it's all something he's going to release an album. And I just think it's so disrespectful to his loved ones and his family and the people around him
100%
to be saying that somebody's faked their own death because they want to release new music. Like, stop it. Stop
yeah
it.
Man, at the end of the day, like, a 20-year-old's dead, isn't
yeah
it?
That's the
in
problem.
America, like,
that is
yeah.
that is literally the only point you should take from this.
Yeah, a 20-year-old's dead, and he was obviously well respected. I mean, I think I saw Kanye tweeting about him and his inspiration and stuff.
I think he was quite a troubled person at different parts of his life.
Yeah,
but he actually was, as far as I know, was actually trying to have quite a positive influence towards the end with his music and what he was putting out.
Because they were
finding a lot more kids that were going through similar depression and things like that he'd gone through.
It's actually almost eerie, the amount of posts he put out about his own death before he passed
away. Claiming that he would probably...
It's eerie.
Not make it very far.
It's eerie. Like some of the things he said, like maybe a few days before, he said, if I die, I just want to make sure that the kids take from me what I didn't have to take from anyone else. And it's just so, like, yeah, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Crazy to me. But
it's crazy.
Such is life.
Very interesting story.
XXX, I suppose.
Yeah,
but let us know what you think about the story and, you know, things like that down below.
Conspiracies. What's your story? Is it more upbeat?
So my story comes from, it's not football related, but it comes from the World Cup out in Russia.
Yes.
The World Cup, which is off and running,
it's
and it's been hella exciting for all of us. But some strange goings on, and I am just going to load my phone up here because I want to have the facts right. So basically, I don't remember when it was taken, but a woman has basically filmed what people believe to be a UFO flying over one of the stadiums of the World Cup, the Nizhny Novgorod Stadium. Oh, apologies for that.
That is where England are playing this weekend.
It's where they play Panama.
Yes.
Basically, it's in the woman is from Kirov in Western Russia, but it's like.
Have you seen the video?
Yes, and if I'll show you guys the video now, hopefully we can get a little clip of it up on screen for those of you watching, yeah. Or at least you can see images of it.
Yeah,
it's like a stingray-shaped thing that you're looking at. Here's the video.
What is this? That looks utter nonsense.
That looks weird. It does look weird. It looks like something's coming through the atmosphere.
It's a hell of a weird, and it has these little bursts in it.
It does look odd.
It kind of looks like it something bursting through the atmospheric level or breaking the sound barrier.
But it's a very strange, for want of a better term, it's an alien shape.
Yeah.
I mean, meaning it's just not what we're used to seeing. Not that it is an alien.
It looks like a big toy.
Yeah. The best way to describe it is, you know, like if you had an aerial shot of a boat going through water with the wake behind it, that is what it looks like.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's a very good bit of description from you there.
Thanks, mate.
Creative writing vibes. Sats level. just to give you the sort of explanation that's been given, so basically Russian space officials came out and said that it was the Soyuz 2.1B launch from the sub-Arctic, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but a region of Russia.
So they're saying it's military.
They're saying it was military testing.
But it's just,
which is always the go-to explanation. But the reason I wanted to bring it up, because it asks a wider question, which is always a fun one to have, is when you look at something like that, the weird shape of it, the little bursts of energy that thing has as it's going up. Do you believe in alien life?
Yes, 100%. There's 100% aliens exist. It's not even a question anymore.
And I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, 100% aliens exist. I probably believe that is military testing. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
That aside, I just think it opens up a big question.
I think there's a video online that's pretty well documented of a tornado breaking the sound barrier and the atmospheric cloud level behind it. And that looks pretty similar to that. If it just consistently breaking the sound barrier.
But interesting to see what the Russians are testing, though.
Yeah, probably some really rogue
alien
stuff.
Life, believe yourself?
I believe that if the universe is as big as they say it is, it would be almost impossible for there not to be some sort of other intelligent life form in the universe. I don't see how it could be physically possible that there wouldn't be an atmosphere or another environment where something similar to us could exist. So I agree, but then it poses the question, right? Do we even exist? Because, you know, maybe this is all constructed.
We should, have had this conversation with Sav after we get to your story.
Yeah,
I'm in quality.
I'll say it now that I think, therefore, I am. Proverbs.com.
I believe, similar to what you said, but my simple feeling has always been the fact that we are here. Mm-hmm. Means that, like, the fact that let's say we exist, Balls Up isn't a figment of everyone's imagination. If we're here, the chemical, whatever it is that has created human life or even animal life, plant life, bacteria to any level, that has to have had the fact we are for me is proof that it has to have existed somewhere else as well.
100%.
I don't necessarily believe within our universe.
Here you go. I'm gonna blow this open.
As in within our solar system.
And you guys,
your solar system.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't necessarily believe
it's like on Venus or on Mars, whatever. There's something.
Maybe
but
not.
I believe
you never know.
Out in the wider universe.
You guys all disagree with me here, but 100% alien, extraterrestrial, whatever life has visited Earth.
But.
Okay. I'm
100%. I agree.
I am with
you. Yeah, to an extent.
It has been covered up by so many governments.
So I
there is no way.
I had a when I did radio production at university, I had a lecturer, shout out Phil Shakeshaft, always a hilarious
Shakeshaft.
Love great name. But he used to, at the end of each lecture, he'd like tell us, not stories, but he was very much into conspiracy theories about this kind of thing.
Stuff,
so he'd always, at the end, like, tell us about one of the things. And he put us on to a radio DJ, a guy called Art Bell, who used to have a thing called Coast to Coast Radio, where he basically funded himself because he kept going to try and work for other companies. Mm. And they would always try and pigeonhole what he could do. And all he wanted to do, basically, his show was always, he'd just open the lines up and have people call in and tell stories about things that have happened or whatever.
Right.
Obviously, some of it, absolute nonsense.
Psychopaths.
Yeah. But if you go check out, seriously, I would really, if you like a bit of conspiracy theory and you like find this stuff out, go listen to, just search on YouTube, like the classic Art Bell, Art Bell, that is A-R-T-B-L-L. Search for those stories, because some of them are like, people that had previously worked at things like Area 51 or claimed to. Some, like, obviously, again, some of that can be nonsense.
Yeah.
But there's a few stories of one I remember in particular, two I remember in particular, where a guy had sent a fax through.
Right.
Sorry, yeah, a woman had sent a fax through and said that her husband was adamant to find out there was something something going on in Area 51. He had a small pilot's license, and she sent through a fax to Art Bell to say, you need to close off all of your phone lines and just leave one open so that he can phone you from his onboard thing on his plane and tell you what he's seeing as he goes over. So he did it. Again, I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying this is actually what happened on the radio. And the call comes in, and he talks to this guy the whole time. And as he flies over what the area was, he starts to basically explain some kind of weaponry aiming at his thing.
Weaponry?
And then literally audio goes dead, and the man was never... He didn't release his name on the radio, but he was given his name.
Yeah.
He was never, ever heard of again.
Never.
And there's loads of these stories. Like, loads of these things that
have happened. It's
really interesting stuff to go listen to.
The thing is about Area 51...
And he passed away recently as well, so shout out to Art Bell.
The thing about Area 51 is obviously, like, a highly classified, one of the most, probably the most classified military installations in the whole of America. So it is very feasible that even without alien life, if you were to fly a small aircraft over it,
100%.
That they would have ground-to-air missiles that would just melt you out of the
definitely.
Sky. Yeah. Especially if you weren't responding over radio stuff.
He also had, I don't know if you ever heard of a guy called John Titor, who was like probably the most famous person to claim he was a time traveller, who did wider things in the world, but he also, while he was about, phoned into Art Bell's show and just talked about, like, supposedly things that he'd experience and there's some
time travel definitely doesn't exist and never will.
No, exactly. So there's some absolute nonsense in there, but there's also, even if for the nonsense, just for some crazy stories, for some really cool stuff to just get, you get lost in it. It was wicked, and for some of them that I was always a kind of, I think maybe, but I'm not sure. Some of these that you listen to, and some of the stories of people and supposed people that worked in government facilities and things like this. Some. I've just remembered another one, but I haven't got time to say it, but there's some really cool stuff in
there. For me, time travel is a nonsense. Like, that can't happen, because if time travel was going to happen, it would have happened.
Yeah,
you would either go forward or back, proving that you would expose the technology.
The only point being is you don't know what laws would have to apply to time travel if you were to use it.
Have you guys ever seen a film called Predestination with Ethan Hawke?
No, maybe.
I weirdly feel like it rings a bell.
Right, so if you are interested in time travel and, like, the concept of it, that's, for me, the best film possible
to
watch.
What's it about?
In fact, the reason I know it, I think you've told me about it before.
Predestination. Yeah. It's an amazing film. I don't want to go into it too much, just in case anybody does want to watch it, but it's basically exploring the concept and the ideas around time travel, and it's about a group of people who are entrusted with the capability of time travel and the way they use it and what use it for. It's really interesting. Really interesting. I kind of agree with you that I don't think it can exist, and if it does exist, it's already happened anyway, because time would be running on two parallel things. I mean, I don't really know about that, but as far as aliens, I'm 100% on board with aliens either having been here or existing somewhere in the universe.
I think that, I'm telling you, they're here. They're amongst us.
The only thing I would say is, in terms of you say about if they've definitely come, I believe I'm with you that I think they've visited it before if they do exist. But I will say that we are not anywhere near, as far as I know, advanced to be able to properly go and. So I think it's also a misconception of us as we always assume that if there's something out there, they're like, they've got it down. They know how they're doing everything.
They might be
further back in the process of figuring out their technology.
Exactly. So what I was, one of the points I wanted to make was, what if we are the most intelligent species in the universe?
Well, that's a worry.
Of course it is. But think about the animals that we live amongst now and things that have existed in the past. Essentially, we're the most
We also do stuff in very stupid ways.
Of
you look at the way some animals go about tasks and things like that, and then you think, why do we do certain things in the way we do? Like,
I mean, have you ever watched a chimp do the graphic thing? where it's like tapping.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. So it's like things like that make you think, how come, what have we lost that they still have?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Where did it go wrong for us along the way?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we've got opposable funds.
But we have, so. But like, we've sent signals out into deep space before and they have been like reached and they have, signals and stuff have come back.
Whether they've been sent back or not, nobody knows. You're only going off what you've been told.
Yeah, it's great. There's so much that there doesn't get told to us by the government.
I think, look, because we have to move on to our next story, so I think this is probably something that we should probably do a UFO special.
We'll do a UFO special if people want to hear it.
If people want to hear it, if they want to hear more stuff about the world out there.
Just one little anecdote before I go. So my, how do I describe her? So Joe Berry, right, who is my grandfather's widow, is somebody who's like, I know her very well, and she doesn't lie. You know those people that just, even if it's to their detriment, they don't lie about anything. Yeah. So she once told me a story and she said, I don't even want to tell you this and blah, 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 because you're going to think I'm a nutcase and stuff. But I was like, just tell me anyway. She told me the story about how she was on holiday with her ex-husband and this dish flew over their villa in, oh, I can't remember what country it was now. It's like way out in the sticks in like Portugal or something. And flew over and she goes, did you see that? And he was like, her ex-husband didn't want to acknowledge it so much that he almost went into a breakdown. It couldn't compute in his head, she said, that they'd seen something that they couldn't identify what it was, literally an unidentified flying object. And it was like, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened. And he just couldn't deal with it. And it basically ruined their marriage. So I'm thinking, like, she wouldn't have lied to me about that. But at the same time, like, what if it's just something that at the time was something they didn't know about? I don't know.
You can deceive yourself as well, can't you?
Yeah.
It's
weird
that it's both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
That's where that's like probably not. There probably is something there that they're not used to.
He was just super in denial about it. So there, the little anecdote for you.
Any actual moments for you though?
Well, any UFO science? No, but I know a few people that have claimed to have seen, not necessarily sources, but like objects in the air that just can't explain the scale and stuff. There's quite a lot of, like, obviously good ones online of, like, lights.
Yeah,
like,
lights are crazy.
Light areas.
Yeah, there was one years ago over Jerusalem, and it was really...
What, over the city or a bar in London?
over the city. It was three lights, and it shot a beam down. But what was really weird about it, there was, like, loads of different camera footage of this one event from loads of different people, and also, like, tourists there as well as locals. So it wasn't like it was a planned thing. And it shot... I'm going to say before I go further, because this gets to the point where you'd be like, it's mental. I don't believe in this. I'm just saying what the story is and what what was shown. It's hovering above and shoots a beam of light down to the holy point that is supposedly where Jesus was born. Bethlehem. Well, that was Bethlehem, sorry, not Jerusalem, so Bethlehem. It shines there and then it goes off. And as it goes off, these things circle and then it becomes a red light and it disappears. But there's loads of different footage of the same thing.
Do you know one of the biggest things I think for aliens existing? So we are going to talk about UFO for a bit longer.
Yeah, go on. But it's a podcast. This is what we do.
Right. The pyramids, there is no way...
This is just going to be conspiracies now.
There's no way the pyramids were built by man. The pyramids, according to historic fact, were built over 20 years.
Yeah,
the Great Pyramids in Egypt.
So the Giza pyramid, the
Sphinx. Proper bunch of geezers they were.
Yeah, which is like the amount of stone in there and the size of the stone, the weight of the stone is. You would have to do. I think it's moved something like 300 blocks every day for 20 years without a single break.
Yeah, and it's not just that, but you have to consider, even for us to do it now with the capabilities that we have,
it would be easy.
But what I'm saying is, it would probably take us 20 years.
And think about how long it takes to construct a building now.
That's what I mean.
When you're dealing with smaller things.
Not only that, they face perfectly due north to the 0.0 on compass, when there were no compasses back then either. Like, there was no sign of ramps. So, like, on the other pyramids around Egypt, where they've been built and have now crumbled and stuff,
yeah,
you can still see ramps leading up to the top and the middle and the bottom where stones were wheeled up on logs and stuff like that by the slaves. And those ramps don't exist with the Great Pyramids. There's no sign of them, no trace of them in the surrounding area, very which is very odd. If you actually, I watched quite a few things on the pyramids recently.
Of course you did.
And the people who do the tours around there, but the reason they say that it was done by man was back then, Egyptian man was like 7 to 8 foot tall, like super strong. Like
it, but isn't it actually the opposite? Haven't we got taller?
Yeah, we've got taller. It's literally crazy. Like the actual skeletons that have been found and stuff are like bizarre humans as well. They have like huge super skulls out the back of their heads and stuff like that, like freak humans. It's honestly...
That was their official name.
It honestly doesn't make any sense how these pyramids were built so... Because they're perfect as well. They're literally the perfect angles, the perfect amount of stones. The stones themselves are huge weights to be lifted.
Do you know what? All I say just on this is we're starting this podcast. We're trying to like gauge what it is and what it becomes as we go on.
Yeah.
But I think, maybe not the whole podcast, but I actually think what we're seeing here because of how into this we're getting is it would be cool if you guys would want it, let us know down below, where... We have a section of the show once a week where one of us brings a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And we just sit and discuss it.
I like it. But
it'd be cool for us to get the guys from all time conspiracies on as well.
The pyramids. Yeah. Madness.
I agree. There's not just the pyramids. Like, there's like Stonehenge, obviously.
Stonehenge,
you know.
Odd.
Crazy.
Like, there's little things just around the world. Like, even what's that thing in Peru?
Tesco Superstores.
The made that mad sort of juttings.
Yeah, that's also...
In the cliffs.
Oh, what...
This is, like, way pre...
Well, what are you talking about? You're not talking about Machu Picchu. Oh, no, Machu Picchu
is the pyramid in...
But the one that goes like that. Yeah.
I'm talking about there's like... Yeah, is it Peru or is it Chile? There's like...
You're talking about... That's carved into the rock
face. Yeah. There's like...
And, that's Chichen Itza, isn't it?
I don't know.
This might be really ignorant of us, sorry.
But it was like... That as well, I was like... Because that was way before the Egyptians even. Like a couple of Mayan 3,000. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I just... I agree with you that there's like evidence to show that it can't have all just been us.
The pyramids was not built by...
It's me. Also, this is lesser of the things you're talking about, but just in terms of advanced things in the past.
Yeah.
I went to Santorini, the Greek island, years ago, and there's an ancient city there called Akrotiri. And when you go there, you look around the whole thing, and basically that was wiped out because of a flood. Like, the whole island was flooded. Santorini is built on what is a volcano. So the bit that you're on the top is half of the rim because the other part has gone away.
Man.
But now they say, obviously, again, this is only if you believe in the stories of the Bible or whatever, that supposedly the flood is actually the offshoot of Moses' part in the Red Sea. That's what led to it. But what they had before it, what the ruins that are there suggest and seem to explain, is that that civilization in that city had full plumbing for hot water, and it's hundreds of years before hot water and plumbing was invented by there's that, and there's also they have these contraptions that they found which are almost like dials that interlock and do all these things, but they're obviously like they're just relics now. But they believe that by working off different things or whatever it was, that they are technically, because of what they do, and I need to get the actual example of what they mean by it, but they are almost the world's first version of a computer. And that it's things that interlock and basically work something out for you.
Right.
But things that were never then invented for hundreds and hundreds of years later.
Yeah.
This island.
Yeah.
And that empire had like advanced technologies way before their time.
It's crazy. Like, it's was mad. It the Mayans? Was it the Mayans who were wiped out overnight?
I think so.
Aztecs.
Yeah.
There was like a civilization in the Amazon, I believe, around that sort of South America.
Mayan Empire.
Yeah, it was literally wiped out overnight. And nobody
again,
knows
forgive
what.
Us if we're wrong.
Yeah. But, maybe we should do like a little conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
Bunch of idiots in a room talking about conspiracy theories.
Because there's loads. Like even things without evidence altogether. Things like Atlantis that people love to delve into.
Yeah, there's
like,
so many.
Atlantis is get out. Atlantis is like made up.
I think as well. But you know, there's a whole heap of conspiracies about whether there's actually beings that live in the core of the earth. Okay. Things like that. Yeah. Not that I'm into. I'm just saying that exists.
I think we have to draw a line.
There's lines.
At least for today, we have to draw a line. So, Joe, You started us off. You need to bring a story to the table.
Right, so my story is about cannabis being legalised in Canada.
Light one up, Joe.
Yeah, let's smoke a doobie right now. This has actually happened this week, I think. We're shooting this on Wednesday, right? And it was legalised today in Canada. It went through the Senate. Trudeau got it passed. He's been campaigning for it for a little while. I think it adds illegally $6 billion worth of, it's basically a $6 billion economy, marijuana, in Canada alone.
That's mad. Yeah.
So he basically wants to take that back. He wants to take the power away from the dealers. He basically says in his tweet, I think, that his goal here is to empower the people to be able to do it legally and safely rather than illegally and unsafely and putting money into the hands of criminals. It's also obviously now medically legal in 29, I think, states across America. And I was actually watching Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan this morning.
I watched the news thing yesterday.
Yeah, man. They had two opposing arguments, one for legalising, one for
Piers Morgan, by the way.
Keeping it illegal, by the way.
Hold your thought.
It was effectively saying, because Sajid Javid, I don't know what role he plays in the government now. He was housing secretary, but I don't know what he plays now. Wants marijuana legalised for medical uses in the UK. He's going to start campaigning for it now.
That's why I watched the news.
In particular, after I think one young lad had epilepsy.
I saw the story, yeah.
It was cannabis oil, wasn't it?
Yeah, and cannabis.
CBD oil.
Yeah, it's basically medical marijuana in oil form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't cure him, but now has completely got rid of his epilepsy.
Yeah.
While he's taking it. So the debate I want to put forward is, should we legalise marijuana and have Canada made the right choice?
So there's one just side note, because I thought it was funny from when I watched the thing yesterday, and then second of all, there's a question on your question.
Go on.
First point is, on this news item I watched yesterday, did you know that in terms of medical, like actually not just dealing, but medical farming of cannabis, the UK, we are up there in like the biggest in the world. We've got one of the biggest weed farms.
Really?
But like a legit one. There was a drone on this news thing about Wichester. There was a drone flying on showing it, and it said over the things that you probably wouldn't think it would be here, but we are one of the biggest suppliers of it, and it was just weed everywhere in the thing.
That's madness.
The other thing I was going to say is there's a question on your question, which was what they posed yesterday, which is, it's the use of medical or the use of recreational, which are two different things.
Yes, now, so recreational, it's recreational in Canada. Recreational in Canada.
So I actually think, for both, I think the answer is yes.
There are still regulations in the Canada one. I'll just say that now.
Of course there's going
to be. There's a 30 gram limit, so if you hold in more than 30 grams, you can get done for it one time. You can't grow more than four plants per household, and you can't buy from unlicensed dealerships.
But see, I think that's fine, because I think if you look at things like, there's a limit to the amount of units of alcohol you're allowed to have in your system any time.
Like, yeah, only if you're driving.
Only if you're driving.
No,
I could go out right now and buy 1,000 beers.
But what I mean is that people tend to look at regulations on this stuff and instantly go, oh, well then, no, we're not. It's like, the regulations are, it's not going to be, oh, you'll have one puff on something and then you're done. Like, the regulations are going to be there to
keep you safe.
Yeah, to a point. Now, I personally believe for two reasons. One, I don't think it's as big. I know obviously for some people there's an issue. I think there's many things that are legal in the world that can be an issue for people in excess.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing for me is that, similar to what you said to Canada, by legalising something like that, it gives you more control to regulate it.
Yeah.
And I know obviously like people won't want to regulate whatever, but it should mean in general that people are getting, if you're getting it legit, you would technically be getting better quality stuff.
You'd hope so. Like, what do you think, Sav?
I agree that if it means that kids like the epilepsy kid are gonna have access to medication that's gonna help them pull through their ailment, then 100% it's worth doing.
But what about Canada's recreational?
I think everything in moderation. So maybe the fact that there's things in place to make sure that it's not, you know, abused, then I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Nah. I've seen so many cases though, in this country where people have gone overboard with it and it ruins It ruins them. So I think everything in moderation.
But that's where the regulation comes.
Yeah, exactly.
The only worry with that is obviously if there's regulation, it still means that I use the example of Apple give a discount to students.
Yeah.
Right. Now, most people, if you're not a student, will find someone you know who's a student to go and use that discount.
100%.
Yes.
Now, if you're someone who wants, let's say you're allowed to have, you're only allowed to have 20 quid's worth of marijuana at that point. There will always be ways that people will have X person buy it for them and X person buy it for them.
Yeah. There's always loopholes.
There's gonna be hurdles to come over.
Yeah.
With every step of it. Regulation there, which is a good start.
The question that was asked by Piers Morgan and it put the woman right on the spot who was saying, I don't think that marijuana should be legal under any circumstances. That was what she was saying. Her argument was that it is a gateway drug and that if you were to ask 9 out of 10 people currently in rehab or addicted to hard drugs how they entered drug use, it would be through marijuana. Her argument. She said, look, I'm telling you that it might not be classified as badly. It's currently a Class B in the UK. I think you can serve 5 years, maximum 5 years for possession and 14 years for supply, something like that. But she was saying it's a gateway drug. You've got to be careful. Piers Morgan's point back, which I think is very sound, is it more dangerous than drink or than alcohol or nicotine / tobacco? It actually, medically and scientifically, it isn't. The reason that people classify it as a gateway drug is because it is an illegal substance.
Exactly.
If alcohol was an illegal substance, that would be 9 out of 10 addicts would say, I got into it through alcohol.
That was going to be my next point, was that anyone that has smoked weed or whatever in their life, the majority of the time, the first time you'd ever do it is in your early teens, and the sole reason you're doing it is because it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Like when you're that age and you're with your mates or whatever, it's those, you want to go against the system, you want
to
do whatever. Yeah.
It's so you're going to do it. Yeah.
And the thing is that's exactly the point you're making, is it's the taboo nature of what you're doing, which is why you're doing it. So you do it, and then when it gets to the point where it's either I've done that now, so that's not the thing, or I've done it enough that it doesn't have the same taboo kick anymore.
Yeah.
Then you move to the next taboo, which is why it's a gateway.
The one negative I do have about marijuana, and look, I kind of agree. I think medically it definitely should be recognised as legal. I don't have any problem with that. If it goes through rigorous testing and in the same way paracetamol and ibuprofen do, and it passes all the health checks, then why aren't we using it? Medically, that's mental. Recreationally, I think you've got to be careful. It's got to be really highly, it's got to be well regulated, and it's got to be of good quality and stuff like that. And it has to follow similar guidelines to alcohol. In fact, that you can't drive, you can't go out and do certain things. If you're on it, you need an age limit of 18.
Exactly, yeah. I think, another thing that I wanted to say is that with the stuff that we smoke in this country, I say we, I'm talking about the youths, that smoke weed in this country, it's not weed, it's a proper skunk.
Yeah.
It's like a hybrid that people have grown.
Sprayed with chemicals.
Exactly.
Man.
So when you actually think about it, the weed that would be accessible, I'm hoping recreationally in Canada, would be of better quality because it's not going to be there to get you high in the same way. Because the reason the dealers then are spraying it with all kinds of stuff is because they want you to come back for the next hit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's kind of like cutting,
it's different.
It?
Yeah.
But I mean, the one thing I would say is that this quickly becomes an economy. Drugs can quickly become an economy for a country. Taking that $6 billion that was in the dealers' pockets and making that $10 billion in the government's pockets, it is a positive for a government.
The amount of money made in drugs, and I'm not going to say the name, but I've got a cousin who still owes the government £1.5 million for the amount of stuff that he was distributing. So,
maybe he doesn't.
That's
know.
Just him.
So just don't come looking for Sav. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
That's the amount of money that one person that had it. Yeah.
I think I'm safe saying as well that an interesting point to put forward in this conversation is this is three people having this discussion who aren't necessarily weed smokers.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, no. I mean, like,
we've all smoked weed,
but I mean, it's not in my weekly lifestyle like having a beer.
Of course, no.
That's what I mean. But so it's interesting. I think that's a good point to put forward in terms of this is us three having this conversation, not three people that like to go home and have a joint every night, going, make it legal because I want it legal.
I agree. Although I have seen people, I won't say names on the show, that have been incredibly bright, like. Some of the brightest people I know studying
agreed.
Like astrophysics and things like that at university, got into a culture of smoking daily dope, and it just absolutely battered us.
100%. I also know people that have suffered with issues such as depression and anxiety, though, where it's been a helpful thing for them.
Yeah.
True. I think it can work both ways.
Weirdly, I've found that... I'm no expert at all, but hash as a softer effect, it has, in my own personal experience, has been a positive effect on people that have had those things like a depression or an anxiety, rather than just straight weed.
But
it's difficult though, man. Like this is going to be an issue that now that Saeed Javid has raised it, I think he might have even raised it in Parliament now, that it's going to have to go through some serious checks. Mm-hmm. And I think it might end up being the case that it goes through Parliament and gets used medically in the UK, which is step one before it goes recreational.
It's a very interesting topic, though.
Yeah, it's a properly interesting topic. Also, I've actually interviewed Saeed Javid.
What's he like?
He's okay. I interviewed him in Hampshire when I think he was. I don't know. I can't remember his title. It's actually annoying.
Was his name Saeed then?
I think
or Saeed?
He was Saeed Javid. Today, so. Javid is definitely his second name. Brilliant. He's small and he's bald and he's English. Anyway, I think he was
small and bald. He's English.
I think
he might
be the housing secretary now or something like that. He was, I think, the sports or like.
It's not as if we've got three phones in front of us. Something recreational. Could easily look
up. Anyway, he's something like that. What is it, Gigi? He's a foreign secretary.
Foreign secretary.
I thought she was just going, he's foreign.
I thought Boris Johnson was the foreign secretary.
No?
There we go. He's replaced Amber Rudd. So, I've interviewed him, and he is the most boring bloke you'll ever meet.
I thought he was going to be such a positive sign-off.
He is so boring. We were putting like 10 questions, and he's literally sat, yes, I really... Like, he's so monotone, this geezer, honestly. Boring as hell.
And he's the one that's trying to push through marijuana. I don't know.
Marijuana.
So there you go.
You've got
you got Joe Sinoff. Well, shout out Gigi there as well. Some great political knowledge.
Good knowledge, yeah.
It was wrong. It's not the foreign secretary. Boris Johnson is the foreign secretary, isn't it?
No. I take back the shout out.
Amber Rudd's the home secretary, isn't it? Saeed Javid's the home secretary. Yeah. Right.
There you go.
So he was right.
I never listen to Gigi on Political Matters ever again. Anyway, should we go to Would You Rather?
Let's have a Would You Rather. Right. Obviously, as we said, this may change. Tell us what you want us to do on a podcast in the comments.
Right, so this one is football related around the World Cup. And it comes from James Smith in our comments. He says, would you rather win the World Cup or the Champions League with your favourite team?
I'll go first. Should probably say beforehand, so I'm a Millwall fan.
Oh god.
So my dream of winning the Champions League is far beyond any of you two. Closer to Sav than for Joe. But I would say flat out for me, World Cup every time. For two reasons. One, just in terms of it being a thing in my head. Like, the dream for me has always been to see Millwall in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Not even to see him win it.
Yeah.
To see Millwall in the Premier League. So when the option is to win the Champions League, it's beyond the level of thinking I've ever thought as a football fan. The other reason I would say that my choice is England to win the World Cup is because can you imagine, like, if Millwall win the Champions League, I'm elated, my whole family's elated, minus the couple of West Ham fans. And
you're playing in this team, though.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Everyone's amazing. We're having a whale of a time. But if England win the World Cup, can you imagine the scenes?
If England won the World Cup, this country would go into meltdown.
It would go into a... honestly. But I don't think there's a contest because... First of all, not you've been very close as an Arsenal fan, but you've won it as a United fan. So for you, it's like it's apart from you playing in the team, that's the only bit that's different.
I agree. I'd rather win the World Cup.
It has to be
day.
The World Cup because, like, that's something that first of all, you have 3 years in every four where it's not an option. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You can win the Champions League in theory three times more than every time you can win the World Cup.
And do you know what I think as well is that. When you came back, let's say you had the Champions League final in Madrid and you won it with Arsenal and you came back to England, 75% of the country still hates you. If you go if you go to Russia and win the World Cup of England, you are a national hero to every single person.
Mike Bassett when he gets off the plane. Mate, 4 more years.
I'm telling you, if you don't live in England, you might not have seen the scenes when Harry Kane scored a 90th minute winner against Tunisia.
So we're shooting this Wednesday.
The best Wednesday. So
it was Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night. They are ridiculous. The scenes in fan parks around the country are incredible. It's a meltdown. There's people on the streets of London. I was actually coming back through central London after the game and I've never seen anything like it. There was thousands of people on the streets, rocking cars, climbing on cars. It was unbelievable. There's scenes on video that Mikey McCubbin and James Wayne on Football Daily shot. They're at the Montague Pike on Tottenham Court Road. And everybody poured out. They were stopping cars. Yeah. They were on the roof of cars. It was unbelievable.
And you see, after a 91st minute winner against Tunisia. I know. Sal's going to say what's to win the Champions League with Arsenal.
But the reason I want to say that is not necessarily because I don't want England to win the World Cup. I do. But me personally, right, I have to deal with so much. I was going to say that word, but
negativity.
From family members when Arsenal do poorly, that it depresses me. So, I would rather win the Champions League with Arsenal than win the World Cup with England for that reason. But also, I'm English and I love England, but I get more nervous at what he's retired now. But when Usain Bolt was in a 100 metres final, I would be more nervous than if England were in the World Cup final. That's just what I'm like as a person.
I can promise you. Like, really think about it. Think about the game. It's the build-up to the game. England, you're watching them walk out. I'll be honest, I'm not even Jamaican. Yeah. I get nervous when Bolt's
So can running. You imagine?
Yeah, but...
A billion people watch
imagine you're watching them walk out.
I get you. I think you'd be interested to see how many
God
people watch
the
World
Cup final. God save the Queen singing. You're standing up. You've got your hand across your chest, sir. You're belting it out of the
The World Cup final is the most watched sporting event in the world.
I could not recite for you the Jamaican national anthem. Couldn't do it. But there's something about Usain Bolt's races that used to bring that patriotism out of me when it comes to Jamaica. Yeah. And I've watched England like throughout my whole life, right? I was raised by my mum. Never at a World Cup final, but I was raised by my mum. I'm probably more British than I am Jamaican. But again, I love football. I'm not as into football as I am athletics when the Olympics on. I think actually when an Olympics is on, I'm more into an Olympic games than I am a World Cup.
A World Cup final with England in it. I'm telling you now,
I'd be over the world.
Ridiculous.
This is a very interesting conversation for the three of us, though, because what you've got is you're literally in the middle, and you're the one that differs because you've got you, who's someone who's been there and done it in terms of the Champions League.
That's the difference.
You've got me, who's a person who's
never won it.
It's beyond anything I could ever conceive of.
Yeah,
you're in the middle.
And then you've got you, who your opinion is different because you've almost tasted it. You've had Champions League finals and lost them.
Yeah.
Do you honestly? The only thing I'd say is that, like, do you honestly think? Say for example, when was the last time United won the Champions League final? The Chelsea final, so 2008. Mm. So do you think that final, I'm not saying it doesn't, but are you saying that still means to them what it would mean years down the line for England to win the World Cup? I feel like
I
not just in the moment,
your point.
But as a I feel like we'd live off... our next 50 years would be fine. Because we'd have won the World Cup.
The economy would literally... It would go 50% up.
I get you guys' points. But when Arsenal lose a football match, I get 20 missed calls from people.
Yeah, but then it's the next day. And even if you're saying,
not the next day.
No, but even if you're saying it's like 4 or 5 days.
No,
later.
No. Big up my cousin Speedy. Yeah, I love you to bits, but you do my head in. You've heard him. Yeah. No, I don't think he has.
It is bad.
Like,
it is non-stop.
But it's not just him. I get messages from various different family members. I don't even speak to you. I don't know you. But you have something to say about my team. You know what I'm trying to say? If we win the Champions League, I'll be able to go to every one of their doors and be like, hello, mate, we won the Champions League. And then what?
Yeah, but then
I would go trips. I would go to Jamaica, Florida, New York. I'd go everywhere to see my family members and tell them that we won it.
But then you got me, who I've been like looked on in a certain way because of the team I support my whole life.
Yeah,
I would love nothing more than to have the bit. It was like, yo, we're now top of the world in terms of club football, mate, for that one moment.
I hear you.
Millwall, like, I've had it before. I've had it in job interviews before.
Yeah,
like, I'm chatting to someone, and you think, I'll talk about football because, like, get onto a good, you know, it's a nice thing to talk about, gets you past the sort of awkward questions, whatever. And they'll say to me, oh, so who do you support? And I say, I'm a Millwall fan. And I've watched them actively then go, oh, okay, and then make a little note of it somewhere. And it's like, little things like, I know it's only small, but it's little things like that. It's like, I'm with you on that. I'd love nothing more to have a moment where I can turn it on its head. But for me, it doesn't come close to... I want everyone to have that, isn't this incredible moment?
100%, 100%.
Those levels of elation.
I would love to, yeah.
I would just kick open whatever door I'm in whatever room. I would be just on the street of where I am.
Unbelievable.
And
with thousands of
others. Yeah. I get you.
Then we won't be stopping cars because no one will be driving.
No, I get you'd what you're saying.
You'd pull over and everyone would be out.
I get what you're saying. But the thing for me, right, and this is not to put a downer on this at all, right? But you see the way that Harry Kane has been treated in the recent article, right? And you see the way that Sterling has been treated prior to that.
Okay. We talked about
Sterling. I don't have the same feeling towards the English team as I do towards other things. I just don't. I just feel like there's such a...
We're not going to convince him, bro.
There's such a negativity. No, it's not... Listen... Wait, stop.
Listen to that. No, about negativity.
I'm not having this.
Look at how my team gets always lambasted.
I get you,
in the
but listen. Don't ever think that I wouldn't be happy. If England won the World Cup, I'd probably have my willy out in the street. That's just how it goes.
I would as well.
Look. Like, that's just how it goes. You get me?
There's a gif.
But I just don't have the same feeling. I just
Fair
don't.
Play.
It's well, like
it's an interesting one.
I have to deal with Arsenal on a day-to-day basis, right? On a day-to-day basis, I get messaged, right? I don't have to deal with the England team on a day-to-day basis.
Do you know what I've just thought? Do you know what's interesting, though, which kind of plays to his point?
Well,
do you think me and you are influenced by the fact that we're in the middle of a World Cup?
No. 100% they are!
And no. I think my answer would still be the same. 100%. I don't think I would be... I maybe wouldn't be as 100% on it.
I think if you sat down and you asked Andres Iniesta... You can have one trophy for your career. He's won everything.
Different. He's never won the Champions League. Let's say never won the Champions League.
Yeah, but he's won both. And you said to him,
"Yeah,
you can win...
Well, here's the one.
Would you win the Champions League or would you win the World Cup? He would say, every day the World Cup.
Here's the one. You Maybe take Buffon and you say, would you trade in your World Cup?
He would say no.
For your Champions League.
I'd probably agree with both of you on that scenario. But the difference is, I'm not a footballer. Right?
But in this situation, you are a footballer.
Yeah,
I am a footballer in this situation.
Playing, yeah. Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Now that Sam's on board, what's your answer?
It's the same. It's the same. Because do you think that Raheem Sterling feels patriotic as an Englishman?
Not at all. But I feel.
So then, I feel like
if he won the World Cup and he came
But
back
I don't think he'd be winning it for England.
If he scored the winning goal in a World Cup final,
no, I don't think it's I don't think it matters if he scores the goal or not. I feel like when that team gets off the plane and sees what they would be met with, mm-hmm. Can I be honest with you? I even think... If they played their hearts out and they went out in the semi-finals or the final, when that team got back and saw, forget the media, the public,
it would be insane.
Then they would realise that there is a difference between those two things.
There is a difference
between an England fan and the
English
England
media. There is 100% a difference. But this is something that I want to get off my chest right here, right now. If you're... Okay, I've been in a scenario, right, where football is a universal language and it's relatable to everybody across the world if you're a football fan, right? I can be standing next to a skinhead We're both wearing an England top. We're both cheering the same yeah. group of players. As soon as we step out of that stadium, all of a sudden he hates me again. Right? So for me, football is... I love football to bits. I grew up with it. It's an amazing sport. But the stigma around it and a lot of the negativity surrounding it has pushed me away from being patriotic towards the England team. And it's not that I don't want them to win. It's more just that...
You don't feel as connected.
I just don't feel as connected. I just don't. Definitely. You know, I feel more English than I do Jamaican, but I still don't feel English enough to like. If yeah.
Have you never felt that as an Arsenal fan, say in the stadium with a certain person?
100%. But it's the same thing.
But you feel it less so. Well, you feel more connected to them than you do.
It's more that I've chosen Arsenal as my team, right? I can't choose where I'm from. This is where I was born.
I didn't get to choose Millwall.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I was kind of lovable, that one.
That's fair enough.
Should we wrap up then? Final answer.
Yeah.
Champions League?
Arsenal, Champions League.
England World Cup.
England World Cup for me as well. Let us know what you would do in the comments below.
Let us know what your nationality is and what your club is as well before you tell us.
Hotly debated topic. Yeah. Anyway, I've just had an email from... people saying this podcast will be on Spotify.
While we're sitting here.
So you can also download it at Spotify. I didn't say that in the intro. Get it on Apple Podcasts too. Both the links to that, those will be in the description below.
Love it.
Let us know what you thought of the show, whether you like the conspiracy segment, what you think of XXX Tentacion story.
Got it right, well done.
Bang, nailed that. Whether we should legalise marijuana. Thanks so much for watching and listening in your ears. Bye.
See you later.
In your ears.